The UN Security Council today gave resounding approval to a U.S.-backed resolution that provides guidelines for the reconstruction of Iraq. The vote was 14-0 with no abstentions. Syria did not attend the session. The vote follows a week of intense negotiations, and the resolution was revised several times before the Security Council was able to reach consensus. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The resolution immediately lifts economic sanctions against Iraq. It gives the United States and Britain a powerful mandate to administer the country until a new government is formed, and it allows them to use Iraq's oil revenue to finance reconstruction and to meet immediate humanitarian needs. Much in the resolution remains controversial. Security Council members acknowledge that in their statements following the vote. Günter Ploeger is Germany's UN ambassador.
This resolution is a compromise reached after intensive and sometimes difficult negotiations. By definition, it does not fulfill every wish of all parties.
But Ploeger said the final resolution is a substantial improvement over the original version proposed by the U.S., Britain, and Spain. By late yesterday, Germany, Russia, and France agreed to support the measure, which they called far from perfect, in order to facilitate Iraq's recovery. All three nations had adamantly opposed the war against Iraq, and U.S. relations with those governments have yet to recover. After the 14-0 vote, Security Council members said they want to look forward, not back. Jeremy Greenstock is the British ambassador.
The whole United Nations system will hope that the vote which we have just taken marks a return to sustained consensus on one of the most difficult foreign policy issues we have faced.
One very contentious aspect of the resolution is that it puts no time limit on the occupation of Iraq by British and American forces. The U.S. refused to include a timetable. But to mollify critics, the text was changed to say that in 12 months, the Security Council may review implementation of the resolution and decide what further steps to take. French Ambassador Jean-Marc de La Sablière, speaking through an interpreter, says his government still isn't satisfied.
We believe that the political transition process in Iraq would gain in effectiveness and credibility if a procedure and a precise timetable are defined to establish a representative, internationally recognized Iraqi government.
Some council members also complain that the resolution still does not give the United Nations a big enough role in post-war Iraq. The resolution also does not resolve the issue of returning UN weapons inspectors to Iraq, as called for by France and Russia. But as Britain's Ambassador Greenstock noted, this was not meant to be an omnibus resolution. Some post-conflict issues will have to be addressed separately in the weeks ahead. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.